Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Sports Media Beat. I am Dan Lovallo, and we are going to begin with some baseball news, starting with the longtime voice of the Cincinnati Reds, Marty Brenneman. Now, Marty retired at the end of the season, but BallparkDigest.com has named Marty the 2019 MLB Broadcaster of the Year. So congratulations to Marty Brenneman, which reminds me, on the previous Sports Media Beat podcast, I mentioned how Marty's successor, Tommy Thrall, was with Jacksonville, and I was wrong about that. He broadcast with Pensacola in the Southern League, so Tommy Thrall, who actually joined the Reds broadcasting team this past season, succeeding Marty Brenneman, who had been broadcasting Cincinnati Reds games since 1974, and Marty, the MLB Broadcaster of the Year. More good ratings news for the National Football League. Nielsen showing that the NFL's ratings are up 5% compared to a year ago. And they are attracting on these games roughly 16 million viewers. And we know what they're doing in prime time, or in the case, and I'll get to this in just a moment, of the game between the Dallas Cowboys and the Green Bay Packers last week, the national game on Fox, are getting more than that. That's what they're doing. They had more than 24 million people watch that game last Sunday. Cowboys, Packers. That is astounding. So the NFL ratings are up 5% over last year at this time, and that's for the NFL. Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. Back to the baseball, and this is a very interesting story, too, and it involves the Yankees-Twins. This was the game one of the ALDS, which the Yankees won. They swept that three-game series. It was on the MLB Network last Friday, a week ago, October the 4th, and it got tremendous ratings. And the Yankees, I guess the second largest audience on record. Only the Cubs-Giants, game two of the 2016 NLDS, did better than the Yankees-Twins. And this was for MLB. Why is this interesting? Because the Yankees-Astros, except for the first game of the series on Saturday night, and this podcast is being recorded the day before, October the 11th, except for the first game, which will be on Fox, the remaining games of that series will be on FS1 on cable. So that's pretty big as far as the baseball is concerned. They're getting some ratings, and that's why, you know, the networks root for the Yankees. In some cases, get those big market teams on TV because it makes for great ratings. Oh, who knows? But we do know this. The Yankees and Astros should, I would think, do very well for Fox. Why? Well, you've got the Yankees, and you've got a bit of a rivalry off of what happened 2 years ago, and you've got the Astros becoming the first team since the Detroit Tigers to make it to three consecutive American League Championship Series. Their first trip, they went on and won the World Series, beating the Dodgers in seven games. They lost to the Red Sox last year. We'll see what happens this year, Yanks and Astros, from a ratings perspective. And we'll stick with baseball again. The Pittsburgh Pirates announcing a new TV deal, a multi-year extension with AT&T Sports Networks. And they have a relationship that goes back over 30 years. Finally, the XFL has announced its broadcast team for its inaugural season. And I put inaugural in quotes because this is the second go-around for the XFL. But on ESPN, Steve Levy, Dan Orlovsky, and Pat McAfee will comprise the ESPN broadcast team of XFL telecasts. On Fox, it will be Kurt Menefee and Joel Klatt. Orlovsky, by the way, getting great, great ratings. The former UConn quarterback, who then went on to quarterback the Detroit Lions, getting great, great reviews as a commentator. I remember interviewing Dan once when I had my radio program, and he was great. I remember when he quarterbacked in high school, Shelton High, back in the day. I think it was Shelton or Ansonia, one of those two, one of those Naugatuck Valley high school teams. But Dan Orlovsky getting rave reviews, and now he's going to be part of the ESPN broadcast team. I'll tell you what, because memory fades, I'll look it up, and I'll put in the show notes where he played high school football. But it was one of those two schools, And they were and always have been powerhouses in Connecticut high school football. One other note, compliments to the great broadcast team of Kenny Albert, Joe Girardi, and A.J. Pierzynski. My personal opinion, I thought they did a fabulous job covering the ALDS between the Houston Astros and the Tampa Bay Rays. That was a tremendous series, by the way, and I think that these broadcasters did a superb job. So if Joe doesn't land a managing job, he ought to stay in the broadcast booth. I know he does work for MLB and for Fox. And AJ, and I remember AJ when I broadcast New Britain Rockcats games when they were affiliated with the Minnesota Twins, and AJ was the Rockcats catcher. And AJ's come a long way. You've come a long way, baby. And Girardi, who had some issues when dealing with the New York media, although for the most part he did a good job, but some of the members of the New York media thought he was too stiff and too protective of his team and his players. Well, Girardi's done a superb job as well. So there you have it, our latest sports media beat. Go to my website for more, sportsmediabeat.com, or we are also on the various podcast directories listed, and too many to mention here. That's listed on the website, too. And as always, thanks for your support of the Sports Media Beat.